start your day of the Torah in Northwest London, Monday, 21st of November. Rabbi Binyamin Chodi, Shlita, saying Shema Al Tanai. This week's Torah work and sponsored anonymously in honor of an upcoming Simcha.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on this cold morning. I think it's one of the coldest mornings so far of this winter season. I'm assuming it's just going to get worse. So we just need to daven to Hashem that we'll be okay and we'll stay warm. We'll be able to all come to all future Torah Shirim, even if it's snow, all the Mesiras Nefesh that goes with it, it's all noticed. Hopefully noted upstairs as well. B'rishoschem, I would like to discuss the following sugya. The Ramah tells us in Hilchos Brichos Hashacha, Simon Memvov, V'toiv loyma b'shacharis achari shema yisrael v'goyme, baruch shem kevoid machosoy l'aylam v'oed. In other words, we say before Kabbonis, for those who are there when the Chazan is saying that, we say v'omrim p'mayim v'chol yoyim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Bekein, Hashem Echad. And then we say, Baruch Shem, Kevoch Soi Lam Voed. Ki lefa omen. Why do we say this? Ki lefa omen. Because sometimes, Shoyhin im kriya Shema lekroisa shloi bizmana v'yotza bozeh. Sometimes, there's a shleppy chazan. It does sometimes happen. It's quite rare, but sometimes there's a shleppy chazan. And he'll be so schleppy that the tzibur might actually miss the zman of Kriya Shema. But what's he supposed to do? What the people sitting there are supposed to do? So says the Ramah, I've got a Mordechai Eitzah for you. Just be mechaven when you're saying the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and then you say Baruch Shem, that you're now fulfilling your mitzvah Kriya Shema. Now there are obviously lots of issues with this. There's an issue they're not saying with the brachas. There's an issue they're not being so mechet l'tfilah. There are halachic issues which the poskim do raise with this eitzah, but at the end of the day, azay shteita Ramah. It's Ramah, so we've got to be meshachas to it and do it, unless we're told otherwise. So, first of all, what is the makar of the Ramah? He says, v'toiv loima. Is he going to made it up? So in brackets it says, tu. So the tu brings b'shem Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who was Rogel Loima Acharov, he said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and then he was Rogel Loima Acharov Baruch Shem. V'yimachave lotzis boi dechoyves kriya shema, for the same reason that the Ramah says, we don't have to say everything the Torah says, because we've already said it in the Ramah. And he says, v'zoi kriya shema asher Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So if you look in the Gemara Bracha, that's Tachid Gimel on base, you'll see a story that Yehuda HaNasi was giving his shir. And there was a bit of a tumult in the Talmidim. Is he saying Shema now? He's not saying Shema now because they came this man of Shema, and they were like, he's still giving shit. So what Amoraim said, what do you mean? He just covered his eyes. Why do you think he covered his eyes for 5-10 seconds? He was saying Shema. So, and he stopped there. He didn't say the rest of Shema. He just said Shema Yisrael. As Machlekes in the Gemara, if after he finished the shir, if he went and completed the rest of Shema or didn't, that's not the current discussion. Now, the poskim, Rehuda Chassid, and the poskim, Uriah, from the Gemara, that there's this concept of saying Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem independently. Now, the Beis Yosef is very troubled by Rehuda Chassid's Raya, and hence how we can do this ourselves, because there's a logic to say that Rehuda HaNasi was different to us. Rehuda HaNasi was Terosay HaNasi. He was embedded in his sugya the entire day. So for him, he's better to impart from mitzvahs anyway, because he's shoku and his Torah. So for him, he arangachap, so to speak, his Shema in a few seconds. But lididon, that we're not terosay amnosay. We mechatesa, we should be doing this, right? So that's the discussion in the Rishonim. The maisa, the maskon of the Beis Yosef is because there's a svara to be maktim Kriya Shema min ha-Torah as early as you can, not to delay a mitzvah that you can fulfill the earliest possible moment. even though technically speaking, you really should wait till you get the brachas and you say magul letfila, but because at the end of the day you will be makana mitzvah deraisa, the early you say shema, we're noyig to also do similar to what Rida Nossi did, like Rida Chosid tells us. So that's a little bit of a background. Now, why do we say Baruch Shem? So that's another Bais Yosef. Bais Yosef says, when a person says Baruch Shem, he's actually proclaiming that right now he was Meyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and was Mekabel Amach Shemayim when he said Shema. We say Baruch Shem, clearly you'll be Meyachid Hashem now. But if you wouldn't say Baruch Shem, it could just be that when you said V'Imrim Pamayim B'Chol Yom Shema Yisrael, you don't mean that you want to Mekabel the Mitzvah Shema now. You mean that Klal Yisrael, they get up twice a day, morning and evening, they go to shul, we say Shema, you're just saying a story. You don't mean to do the mitzvah now. You say Baruch Shem to make it clear that you actually want to do it now. Fine. So far so good. Says the Magen Avraham in Sivkot and Tezayin. He says like this. He says, Yomru b'chol pam. We should say it every time, like what we do. Okay. Ah, says the Magen Avraham. Lo yechavein lotzeis. He says, just because you say it, it doesn't mean that you should actually practically be mechaven to be yotze your mitzvah. Why not? Lo yechavein lotzeis, Elohim ken yori shatzibu yavru zman kriyishma. You should only actually have kavona to be yotze your mitzvah kriyishma unless you are concerned that is a mamash a yira that the tzibu will miss the zman, like the Ramah said, because shoyim in kriyishma le kroisa. But not because it's sometimes you might miss the time and therefore always say it, but rather every day should be different. You should make a cheshbon. Will the tzibur miss the zman? Will they not miss the zman? So if it's unlikely to miss the zman, which obviously depends on the time that you're davening. So if you're davening earlier, then you won't have this problem. Davening later, you will have this problem, right? So if there is a concern that you might miss the zman, then you should be mechavin that you don't want to be yotze your mitzvah. If you're not going to be Yavar this man, then for sure Mutav Lotzis the Kriyishma Imatzibu V'Likrois Oisa Kedina V'Bruch Yisrael is V'Gol Litzvila. Of course, it's better to be Soimich G'Gol Litzvila and to say it with the brachas. And then he brings from the Marshal that you should also say the Parasha Rishayna Shal Shema in a situation where you are Yori that you're going to miss this man. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prichadosh that you should actually say the entire Kriyishma. Because you want to say the Pasha of Tzitzis as well, because of the mitzvah of Zichit Tzitzis Mashayim, you should say B'Shas when you say Kriyishma. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham says you should only do this if you have concern that you're going to miss this man, and then you should have Kavon. The Mechaber in Hilchos Kriyishma, Simon Samach, Sif Dalet, brings a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether or not mitzvahs are Tzrichas Kavona or mitzvahs are not Tzrichas Kavona. The Mechaber Paskens La'alacha, the mitzvahs are Tzrichas Kavona. He saw them. He doesn't say any more than that. He just says, Mechein Halacha, mitzvahs, Tzrichas Kavona. Says the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach, Tzivkot and Gimel, that when did the Shulchan Aruch, when do I hold, I should say, because we're about to say it later, slightly different. When do I Paskin La'alacha, when do I agree the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona in a mitzvah Do'iraisa? In a mitzvah Do'rabonon, Ein Sarach Kavona. Because it's a machlokes rishonim, therefore I'll be machmir in a deraisa. I'll be maker in the mitzvah drabonim. So we can conclude very gishmak that kriyishma is a mitzvah min haTorah that nobody disagrees with. Therefore, when the Magen Avraham here says ach lo yechavein lotzeis elim ken yori shatzibu yavuzman kriyishma, he's clearly passing the mitzvah shtrichas kavona. It's l'shitasai because kriyishma is a mitzvah min haTorah. Therefore, you're only yotze mitzvah if you have kavana. Says Magen Avraham, the only eitzah, whether you're concerned that you're going to miss this man, is tied on your kavana. If you don't have kavana to be yotze mitzvah, you won't be yotze, because it's mitzvah that's tzrichas kavana. Comes along Riki Veiga, and he suggests the following eitzah. Yilanias daiti, b'yori shatzibu yavru zman kriyishma, yichavein b'derech tanai. Make a condition. Im Yavru, if they're going to miss this man later, ye yotze bozeh, I want to be yotze with my Kriyishma now. Vim lo Yavru, if they're not going to miss this man, lo yotze bozeh, I don't want to be yotze now, because I might as well wait. I'll wait later, I'll say it with the brochas, I'll be saying good l'tfila, and everything will be good. Kveiga means a raya to the concept of making a tnai when you do a mitzvah, like we see by Sfiras Ha'Ima, and therefore hu adina v'heh, which the Magen Avraham has not told us this etza. So first of all, what does the Baruch Kveiga mean when he brings a raya for Sfiras Ha'Ima? So this is a bis Yosef, b'shem Avudram, who brings a matzah victory, who talks about the following scenario. Somebody who's davening in a shul, let's say, just to keep it simple, at Shkir. He's davening Maariv, he davened Mincha, then Maariv, right? There's not yet Nacht. The Tzibu says for us, Ayma. There's a separate discussion how that works. Can you not? Then, we're talking about a story that they were Meine Mitzvah Sfiras Ha'Ima at that Maariv, even though it wasn't yet Nacht. Says the Machzor Victory, that what should this fellow do? This fellow is makbid to only say Sfiras Ha'Ima with a bracha when it's Nacht. He's now starting Mincha Maariv in this minyan. What is the correct thing for him to do? Should he join them? Should he not join them? Says the Avudram, you should count now without making a bracha. They're obviously making a bracha. That's what this shul are doing. But he personally should not make a bracha. And he should make a tanai. Well, the lashon is, im ezka belayla, if I remember in the nighttime to say it again, I'll make a bracha then. But if I forget, if I remember, I didn't say a bracha now because it's too early for me to make a bracha. So what will I do? I'll hope I remember later, right, to make a bracha. What happens if lemaisa I forget to make a bracha later? Okay, lemaisa I was minus for asayim now. I missed the bracha say ma'akvin. Lemaisa I was minus for asayim. I got the day right. I was yet to all the other chalakim for asayim. But say that. Glad I didn't make a bracha. But hopefully I remember. It's not mafurish, by the way, that he made it tonight. So what I said about a minute ago, he made it tonight, was my own words. It wasn't what the Nusach al-Avajam says, which is important, because we're going to come back to that in a second. Says the Avudraham, although the Machzor Victory paskens like that, he says, Aval kosav harambam imayne v'loy birich yotza. The Rambam holds that once you've counted, even though you didn't make a bracha, you are yotzi mitzvah anyway. The Rambam grabbed the paskens for us, Oma is the writer, and brachas anyway drabonon. So it's very understandable. The Rambam Shetase holds that the brachas b'chlan on ma'akev at all in the Meisah mitzvah. Mayne v'loy birich is yotza. So the pashtus is that the Avudram is passing the halacha. He says v'chein ikka. He brings it around. He says v'chein ikka. The mashmaz of Avudram is he's not happy with his eitzah. Because if lemaisa I decide to make a bracha, if lemaisa I decide to count my sfira, according to the Rambam, I'm yotzer. If I'm yotzer, it's too late. It doesn't help to wake up later. It's nach now. Let's make a bracha. It's too late. Lemaisa, according to the Rambam, you're already yotzer mitzvah shkineh. So it doesn't help to make a bracha later. It's bracha vatala. So the mashmaz of Avudram is that this eta doesn't help you. Problem is, look,
he doesn't mention anything about having kavana.
No, he doesn't. We'll get there. Comes along the Magen Avraham in Sivkot and Zion on the Shulchan Aruch there in Tav Beites, and he says, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. Look in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef was the one that brought Avudram, Brushein the Machzor Victory. And Avudram concluded and he said, V'chein ikka, mashma, don't do this eitzah. Look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see this eitzah. Fret Magen Avraham, what's going on? How can the Beis Yosef himself kilo argue with the Avudram? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Says the Magen Avraham, that I'll tell you the pshat. The mechaber is l'shitasai, that mitzvahs are tzrichas kavana. And therefore, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch holds the halacha that this is relevant is because the Avudram only said that according to Rambam you'll be yotzer. You already be yotzer because lemaisa you did Sfiras Ha'Ima b'shaitai. But because the mechaber holds mitzvah shrichas kavana, the mechaber means that you make Sfiras Ha'Ima out tonight. The Shulchan Aruch, when he paskins like this psak of the Machzor Victory, he only paskin like that because he holds mitzvah shrichas kavana. And therefore, You can be meinen now al tanai. I only want to be yotzer my sras aymen now al atzad. I forget to be meinen later. Something which the Avodraham didn't tell us mefurash, that we used the word tanai before. We didn't really mean that. We just meant that one could maybe use it tanai. The Avodraham himself doesn't say it tanai. Says Mogen Avraham, say that. Because he holds you can make it tanai, it's all good. Now you're going to ask me, Akasha, that sras aymen, if you roiv shurashainim, is only a mitzvah drabbanon bismanze. We haven't got oimer, we haven't got a korban oimer, and nowadays only mitzvah drabbanon. If it's only mitzvah drabbanon, how can the Mogen Avraham say that the mechabes is shtasai, the mitzvah satshichas kavona, and therefore I can make a tanai, we're talking about mitzvah drabbanon? The Mogen Avraham passes by mitzvah drabbanon, the mitzvah ain't shrichas kavona. If so, this age just shouldn't work, because the whole svar is you're mechabes now tonight, right? So says the Machzis HaShakel, you're correct. The Mogen Avraham himself holds that mitzvahs are not shichas kavana by mitzvah drabbanon. But the Mogen Avraham is maskim that the Shulchan Aruch holds mitzvahs are shichas kavana even by mitzvah drabbanon. Meaning the mechaber, when he talks about mitzvahs kavana, is sasim. He doesn't say, he says, v'chein alocha mitzvah shichas kavana. So Mogen Avraham himself is mechalik between a derais of drabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch holds that even by mitzvah drabbanon, mitzvahs are shichas kavana. Therefore, this tanai makes sense, even if I hold that Sriyas Aymen is a drabbanon, because he's still, lemaisa, he himself holds that mitzvah satshichas kavana, even by mitzvah drabbanon. Therefore, the tanai will take help. Adkan, in the moment. Lemaisa, you see, the Mogen Avraham holds that you can make a tanai in a mitzvah. So, Riki Vega's taina, Riki Vega doesn't bring the Mogen Avraham. Riki Vega just says, the MS says that Riki Eiger could have asked a stronger question. The Mogen Avraham himself in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer is mesiachas this musig on making a tanai in the mitzvah. The only minor with the tzibur before nacht alat sad you forget later. If I don't forget later, if I remember later, I don't want to be yotzer now with my sfira now. So why by in Hilchos Kriyas Shema does the Mogen Avraham say that lo yichavin lotze is the only yitzah is don't have kavana when you say shema? What do you mean? He should say have kavana, but only have kavana on tonight. So Riki Vega doesn't ask that kasha, but we're asking that kasha. But Kaponim, we're pointing out that Riki Vega's taina that the maisa we find the musk of tonight by mitzvahs is actually even the Mogen Avraham himself is mitzvah says. What we need to do is try and understand why should Kriya Shema be different to Sfiras HaOmer when it comes to being able to make a tanai in Nasir's HaMitzvah. That is one of the issues that we're faced with. The MS is that it's not Mefurosh and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Pei Tes, that what the Shulchan Aruch actually means is make a tanai. When he says that you're davening with the shul, and you're davening in a minyan where they're davening early, right? It's not Mefurosh in the Shulchan Aruch that he means you make a tanai. The Taz over there actually disagrees. He says a tanai never works. You cannot make a mitzvah al tanai. Some say because it's leisa b'shlichus, if it's leisa b'shlichus, it's leisa b'tanai. Different lekuda which we're not discussing that today, but we can mention it because it is a discussion. The Taz lemaisa holds that you cannot make a mitzvah. You can't make a mitzvah al tanai. So what does the Shulchan Aruch mean? He says the Shulchan Aruch definitely means that you're not yotzer now. Be machaveh lehedyon not to be yotzer. So why are you counting? What are you doing? It's a spiel. You're counting simply so that people generally do look around and who's there. If people notice how many family members are there, how many friends are there. People notice all sorts of things in shul. People also notice who's doing what. Is he learning? Is he davening? Is he concentrating? Everything gets noted. So he's also going to note if you're actually saying Sfiras HaOmer or not. The whole shul is talking Sfiras HaOmer. You're not. He's going to come to you after down. He's going to go, oh, why didn't you say Sfiras HaOmer? You got a machang shishayim or something. You want to be machme. You were machme yesterday by something else. Why are you machme today? Be a whole situation. Says the Taz, keep it simple. Just count. But be machame, not to be yotzer. Was I yotzer mitzvah? No. Why did I do it? Simply because people should think that I'm doing everything else, what they're doing. Altim Rishman not civil. I'm simply doing it because that's what they're doing. According to the Taz, there's no raya from Shulchan Aruch Bechlal that you can make a mitzvah tonight. So what I'm trying to stress is, it's not a Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes Shulchan Aruch. Back upon him, the Bis Yosef and the Mogen Avraham take on that.
So then if he'll forget the next day, he won't be able to carry on.
If he counted,
yes, correct. He had the kavanah shelo lotzis,
correct. And then correct.
With the tibur,
and then he forgot. You're right.
Stuck.
Correct. Yeah. You mean in logically that it would be a nice eitzah to make a tanai so that it helps you for the future sphira.
Even though he counted after shkia.
Enochanami. Yeah, 100% right. Yeah. Let's have a look for a second at the Mishnah Berurah. It's not just the steer in the Magen Avraham, it's the steer in the Mishnah Berurah as well. But we are running out a little bit of time, so I'm not going to read through the whole Nusach of the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Mem Vav, Paskens, like the Magen Avraham over here, he says, Yechavin Shloi Lotzeis. And you go and look in Hilchos Sras Omer, you'll see that the Mishnah Berurah all of a sudden goes like the Magen Avraham. He says you should be Moina Al Tanai. So there's another issue over here as well. Also, the Bialacha says that even if you're not a Rari, that they'll miss the Zman of the Gon, but if you usually are Makbid on the Magen Avraham's Man, and there's a concern that you'll miss that, which is more likely, so then the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah, they should say Shema now, is you should use that Eitzah as well. Obviously, you can be Mechavan Shei Lotzeis, Al Atzad, you think you'll get there, but if it's unlikely, then you should Mechavan now. Just rather, that's the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah in that case. So we need to understand what's going on over here. So, Rav Shalom Shadron in Das Torah says that the MS is that this Taina Rekirega is Toilam Breira. Breira means that what I'm doing now isn't clear. Right? It's only going to become clear based on what happens later. Right? So he says like this. He says, Minat Torah we paskin Ein Breira. Whenever there's a Shaila B'Doraisa, we say Ein Breira. Over here, we're talking about Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema is the Raisa. Right? The Maisa, at the end of the day, you made this Tanai. The Tanai will only kick in, I'll only be Yotza now, if I forget later. If it will be Yav Razman later. Right? The Maisa, Alat Sad, it'll be Lo Yav Razman later. It'll be Yotza Lemafreya now. But I don't know yet, Peshaz, when I said Shema, if I'll be Yotza or not, because I can't go forward in time. I don't know if the Tzibur will get there or not. So the Maisa B'Sha'as Ma'a Sed Shema was a Sofik. If it's a Sofik, then L'Cha'ira should be Toilam Breira, whether or not I can be Yotze L'Mafreya. And he says, we've Paskin Ein Breira in a Mitzvah D'Raisa. So Aker Rekivega, Bishloi Mitzvah Sa'imez, Drabonon. You say, Yesh Breira. So what does Rekivega want? So we find the Machlokes between the Re'im and the Beis Yosef. Just to briefly say, by Tkiya Shofar, we do Tashrat, Tashat and Tarat. We do Shvarim, Teruah, we don't know what a Teruah is. To do Shvarim, Teruah, we do Shvarim, then we just do Teruah. We go into all the possibilities, right? The Ma'isa, Shayim Abolabai, why can't you do the last Tekiah of Tashrat and have Kavana that either it should be the last Tekiah of Tashrat or the first Tekiah of Tashat? Or the last Tekiah of Tashat should be the first Tekiah of Tarat. Why do you have to repeat the last Tekiah each time? So there's a discussion. So the Re'im says you can't do that. Why? Because you can't make a tekiah tanai. You can't say I'm only making a tekiah for this one if it works, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to make a tekiah for the shvarim. If shvarim turah is right, my tekiah will be for shvarim turah. If shvarim is right, my tekiah will be for the shvarim. You can't do that because it's nishtay nishtahay. It's a chesaron in the asiyas tanai. The Beis Yosef says, no, you can definitely make it tonight. The tonight works. You have a machlekes if it tonight works. Says the Das Torah, the whole machlekes is, in that specific case, it's Kiyah Shofar. But even the Beis Yosef says you can make it tonight, you'll still be masking that by Breira, when it works the Mafreya, you can't make it tonight. So, I'd like to suggest two Mahalchim to answer up the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah. First Malach is that there's a Ramban in Gittin from Chayyim Beis that says Breira only works when you've got a choice between two things and you have a Chalais al Hasafik. I don't know which Chalais I've got, either A or B, right? He talks about divorcing two wives. I'm not sure which one is going to be Niskarish. So you make it when you make a Tanai, you don't know which Isha will be Niskarish. Right? I'm going to go into the... Now, we haven't got time to discuss the sugi properly. But the shit on the Ramban is, Breira only works, we only say Breira, if I do a Tanai, and I don't know on which item the Tanai will be Chal. and have to wait for whatever to happen in the future to mispile my freya if at which one it was chal on. But if I'm only making it to know one thing, either this will happen or it won't happen, right, then that's not called brira. So I'd like to suggest the following chiddush, that over here when you say Shema Yisrael, you say Baruch Shem, and you say Baruch Habta as well, either it could be a kiyum in Kriya Shema, but it could be a kiyum in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Shema Yisrael and Baruch Habta, the end of the day, is words of the Torah, right? I don't know when I say Shema, am I saying Shema begeder Mitzvah Kriya Shema, or am I only being Yotze in Mitzvah Talmud Torah? I'm definitely Yotze Mitzvah Talmud Torah, right? But the Shaila is it a Mitzvah Talmud Torah? Or is it as well a mitzvah kriya shma? So because it's a suffix, what kiyum hamitzvah I will have? Will I have a kiyum in Talmud Torah? Will I have a kiyum in kriya shma? It's a gedder of a suffix kiyum of which type of mitzvah I will be doing, and therefore it would be brera, right? But on the other hand, you could say it's not shnei dvarim. Why? Because at the end of the day, the suffix purely is with these words. Have I been yotze kriya shma? So do we say that because there's two possibilities, will it be Talmud Torah, will it be Kriya Shema, that's called Shnei Dvarim, because there's two possibilities of what I could be achieving with what I'm saying. Or do we say, at the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is be Yotze Kriya Shema, and therefore either it's yes Kriya Shema or it's not Kriya Shema. Talmud Torah is not considered to be a separate thing entirely. So the Machlokes, Magen Avraham and Rikki Veiga is whether or not it is called Shnei Dvarim. If you say it's called Shnei Dvarim, Magen Avraham says it's called Shnei Dvarim, therefore it's Brera. Brera doesn't work in a Deraisa. Therefore it doesn't work. Therefore you can't make it tonight. Right? Mashege by Sfiras Ayimah. Sfiras Ayimah is one thing. Well, it's also a Drabon anyway. You can anyway say Brera. It happens to be one thing anyway. So anyway, you don't need to do Brera. Rikki Veiga understands that it isn't Brera. It's not Brera because it's one thing. It's just either it's Kriya Shema, it's not Kriya Shema. Therefore, there's no problem with Brera anyway. So the whole taina of the Das Torah, there's a problem with Brera here, according to the Ramban, the Kimeg understood, doesn't exist, because it's not called Shnei Dvarim. It's either Kriya Shema, it's not Kriya Shema. So that might be one has been the Machlokes. And now Dan's had Mishnah Berurah as well, because here we're handling a Mitzvah Deraisa, and he held that there's a Chesaron of Brera, Mashiach is for Hashem, there's no Drabbanon, you know, there's no Chesaron. Another possibility, and this is more of a easier to understand, Itza, is that they're saying a svar in Kriya Shema. Magen Avraham and Rikki Veiga hold, sorry, not Rikki Veiga, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah hold, that when I make a tnai, at the end of the day, I might not be fulfilling a mitzvah that I'm attempting to do right now. I'll only know if I'm doing a mitzvah now, alat sa, something happens later. When it comes to other mitzvahs, they all you can do that. When it comes to Kabbalas or Malchus Shamayim, which is what Kriya Shema is, it's only called Kabbalas or Malchus Shamayim if I internalize the Kabbalah b'shas when I try and make a Kabbalah. If I say the word Shema Yisrael, and I might not be Makabbalah or Shemaim now, only Allah Tzad the Tzibur will miss the Zman, there's a chesaron in your Kabbalahs or Malchus Shemaim. I'm only being Makabbalah Allah Tzad. What do you mean Allah Tzad? You're not Makabbalah Malchus Shemaim Allah Tzad. Either you have a complete Kabbalahs Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you're not doing a complete Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't make a Tanai in be meyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem, because it's a chesaron in connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shleimus during what you're doing even now. The Taz actually holds that by every mitzvah there's a chesaron. You can only connect to a mitzvah properly if you're actually in the moment when you're trying to do the mitzvah, if you b'shleimus try and connect to the mitzvah. And that's the last chiddush that I'd like to present you with this morning. I'd like to finish off by connecting this to the Sedra. Just give me one more minute. We find by Yaakov and Esav, it says, Vayigdilu hana'orim, Vayesav ish adeh tzayet, right? Vayakov ish tom, Yoshev oihalim. So, Yudeh tzayet ish soda, Rash says he was an ish bottle. Tag Yunus and Ben Uziel says he was a gevar nach shirchon, which the Targum on the Tag Yunus and Ben Uziel says that means a person who's ena oisa peyos. He's Yoshev u bottle. He doesn't utilize his time. What was Yaakov? Yaakov was an ish tom, Yoshev Eholim. Rash says, what does ish tom mean? It means he didn't have the quality of able to trick his father. Esau tricked him. How he asked him questions, taking Maisa, he made him think he was Medakti B'mitzas. Yaakov didn't have that skill. Right? You see in the Heintzegewelt as well, there's people who have the skill of managing to do a bit of trickery, and other people don't. You know, it's all about if you have the skill, you don't have the skill. Yaakov didn't have the skill. Esav did. If you look in Targum Yosef and Nazir, he says different words. He says Yaakov gevah sholim ba'ivaydoi. Ish tom is a lashon of tmimus. He was sholim ba'ivaydoi, which means he was sholim in his avoda. Or meshamish bebeis medrasha b'shem ve'eveh. Which basically means the chiddush in Yaakov and Esav, if you're talking about Nazir, is Esav didn't live in the moment, which means he didn't utilize his time to the full. He wasn't an Oyser Peres. He didn't appreciate the opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to be an Oyser, to be a doer. Mashiach in Yaakov, he was Sholim, but he wasn't just a doer, he wasn't just doing mitzvahs, he was Sholim, he was complete. Element of Shleimus is when he utilized every opportunity to be Oyser Peres, both in mitzvahs, or both in general, in chesed, or in Hashem, whatever it is, living in the moment and utilizing an opportunity and fully connecting to the opportunity, that was Yaakov's Maida. And the Taz holds that every time you make a Tanai and a Mitzvah, you're not really fully connecting to the opportunity. Mashiach Mishabur and the Mogan Avraham hold that it's only a chasaron when you want to be makabel, the Brenner Shalom's Yichud, Pishmai. Hatzlacha, Kol Tov.
I'll call them today, some of them. I'll call my best friends from the house today.